person, His Excellency, the Director General of AFEO, distinguished delegates, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to you all. It is my pleasure to represent the Government of People's Republic of Bangladesh at the 42nd session of AFEO conference, which is being convened on Zoom platform for the first time. I would like to convey the warm greetings from my delegation, the government and the people of Bangladesh to Dr. Q. Dungyu, FAO Director General, for his dynamic leadership and fortitude amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Chairperson, Bangladesh has made substantial improvement in food security and nutritional status of its population over the last two decades. Self-sufficiency, especially in rice production of Bangladesh, achieved over 20 years ago and so far has been sustained, per capita income rising steadily, and poverty has declined by 3/4, resulting in better access to food for all. Rates of chronic malnutrition have also declined, especially over the past decade by 2/3. The prevalence of undernourishment or hunger declined to 13% in 2020, while the prevalence of severe food insecurity based on FAO food insecurity experience scale also improved substantially. I would like to point out that at the onset of pandemic, under the guidance of Her Excellency Prime Minister, Government of Bangladesh responded promptly to maintain the pace of growth of agricultural production and supply and ensure access to food for the vulnerable population by distributing rice and other nutritious food. The government guaranteed continuity in the production of food by unveiling a stimulus package for farmers of $590 million, apart from stimulus package to micro, small, and medium enterprises. The government has put in place its immediate socioeconomic response plans together with the COVID-19 response plan for agriculture to mitigate impacts. Excellencies, Bangladesh is working to accelerate innovation and improve technology, data governance, human resources, and institution to transform agri-food systems so that no one is left behind. This accelerates, which FAO advocates for in its state of food and agriculture so far. Report are cornerstone of our policies and strategies. Technology and innovation are key to developing climate smart technologies that will help to promote sustainability, diversification, and food safety, and reduce food losses and waste across the food chain. In addition to harness technical innovation such as genetics, improved biosecurity and disease control, alongside boosting trade and investment, we also look forward to the vertical extension through frontline research for high-yielding varieties, climate stress-tolerant varieties, and farming system development for reducing yield gaps. Recognizing the importance of nutrition-sensitive agriculture, Bangladesh is promoting family nutrition garden across the country in the light of Her Excellency Prime Minister's directives of not to keep an inch a fallow land. Doubling rice yield initiative will also help free up space for diversified agriculture, an agenda aimed at impacting the dietary diversity and nutrition. Bangladesh is a proud participant of many programs of FAO at the global and country level. We are taking a food system approach as advocated by 2021 FAO SOFA on agriculture, food system, and transformation. Last year, the government approved the new agricultural extension policy, agricultural mechanization policy, the good agriculture practice policy GAP, and the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy 2020. Mr. Chair, in addition to threats and challenges posed by advent of climate change and natural disaster, we have been hosting 1.1 million forcibly displaced Myanmar nationals, Rohingyas, a man-made disaster which is impacting our society, economy, environment severely. I call upon to our development partners to come forward with targeted investments in complement to our development agenda, poverty eradication, agricultural transformation, employment of youth and women, etc. We wish the 42nd session of the FAO conference a great success and look forward to seeing a more vibrant FAO under the dynamic leadership of Director General Dr. Kyu Dongyu. Bangladesh is reiterating its support and commitments to this end. Lastly, the government of Bangladesh is privileged to be the host of the 36th session of the Asian Pacific EU Regional Conference in Dhaka during 8 to 11 March 2022. I would like to call upon the FAO and the member countries to support in successful holding the conference. See you all again in Dhaka in 2022. Thank you all. Jai Bangla, Jai Bangabandhu. Long live FAO Bangladesh partnership. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.